together. Come on. While I pray, no matter. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clapped your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got. My co-host, Minister Carolyn Hamilton with Sisters Working Against Gang Violence. Yes, our continued discussion is about domestic violence right next door. We're going to be taking a break this week. Minister Carolyn is being honored with her minister's license today. We're going to be celebrating with her over at the ministry in Compton. Don't really know the name of the church. I apologize on that one. Let me find that flyer so we could definitely share that with all of our covenant partners. That if you are in the Compton area and would love to celebrate this awesome day with the awesome woman of God, one of our own, I don't know where I keep coming with that, but one of our own, somebody said that to me, yeah, one of our own, Minister Carolyn Hamilton. Yes, congratulation ministry service is at Step Out on Faith Ministries, 1323 South Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California, 90221. Again, 1323 South Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California, 90221. And we're going to definitely be out with her today and going to celebrate with her. And we thank our covenant partners for being on board this morning. Yes, we were going to do a message, but I think we're just going to do a replay of yesterday's Wake Up, Get Up, and Move in Your Purpose. I noticed that I know it's only me and you, Minister Terry. So I made a mistake in programming. There's only 6 minutes left to get on this broadcast, and then you can listen to the remainder of it. But we are definitely going to be celebrating the woman of God today, Minister Carolyn Hamilton, as she receives her ministerial license for all of her diligent work for the Lord. We're excited just to celebrate with her. And this is her full credential ministry ceremony. That's this morning at 10:30. Location is Step Out on Faith Ministries, 1323 South Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California. And if you'd like to meet me, see me, I'll be there celebrating with her also. Amen. So Heavenly Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for the time that we have set aside to honor you. We thank you today, Lord, that we finally understand what you called us to do. We thank you today, Lord, that we are now rising up to another level of accountability in you, that, Lord, our will is steadily decreasing while you steadily increase. So, Lord, we thank you today. We praise you today. We magnify you. And, Lord, yes, we're fully devoted to you. Lord, we believe in the door of salvation. We believe that it's open for all. We believe in your truth. We stand with open arms, Lord. We show concern for our fellow man. And, Lord, we thank you that we can move through charity and actions of love, that we can walk in the footsteps of you. So, Lord, as we follow, push, guide, direct us, Lord, that we will be more like you and less of ourselves. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
You prayed it all just for me, just for you. Oh, we worship him. Oh, oh. Come on, praise him this morning. Come on, give him all the glory because he did pay it all. Just for you, just for me. He is no respecter of person. God loves you just as much or more than he loves me. And God has really went all the way out for us. He paid it all. There's no price you can pay. There's nothing that is held against you any longer if you remove yourself from sin. Remember, we talked about on Wednesday and waking up in your mind and getting up in your thinking and moving in your purpose is that we learn to really follow Jesus. How do we follow Jesus? By studying Jesus. How do we follow Jesus? By reading Jesus. How do we follow Jesus? By now taking on Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, that his characteristics become our characteristics, that we have confidence, that we have courage, we have hope, we have belief, we have faith, and we have trust that God loves us and God calls us. We are to comprehend. Remember Wednesday, it says not for one, but with all the saints. Oh my God, that with all the saints, we can have the same understanding. And if we start preaching the same word of understanding and encouragement, more people will come to Jesus. Oh no, I know we want to build big tabernacles and build big audiences and things like that. And God's going to do what God is going to do. But he says, if I be lifted up, he says, he'll draw all men unto him. And that means we're all searching for Jesus. We're all trying to follow Jesus. It comes from comprehension. It comes from more understanding. And when you get some understanding, the Bible says, get some wisdom. Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's your mind. With all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. See, you got to change your ways. I must change my ways to start to emulate Jesus. And if I want to be more like him, I need more of him in me. I can't be and do or even be used by God if I am still full of myself. And I'm not understanding that the length, the width, the depth will try to distract me to the things of this world. But if I get in the spiritual realm where I know that Christ died for me, that I can have access. Say today, I have access to the Holy Spirit. I have access to Jesus Christ. I have access to God. He says, if you've been risen with God, seek those things which are in heaven, not those things on earth. Change your directions. Change your focal point. And don't look through a physical anything. Your ears, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your touch. No physical can lead me, but I can go to another level of understanding God is in a different place. My God. Yes, he's here with me in the spirit, but he's not of this world. We're not of this world. We're just in the world. We're in the world to help save the world. We're in the world to share the word of God with the world. We're in the world that we follow Jesus Christ. Take some strong measures. And you know, if you want drastic change, it requires drastic measures. You must go to a level that is drastic. If your life is in shambles like mine was, and if your life resembles something that was from yesterday, you need drastic change in your life because now it requires drastic measures. You have to get extreme with following Jesus and say, no, not my will, not my power, but the Spirit of God. Oh, I will follow you today. I will allow you to be God and be God all by yourself. I will submit to you right now, Heavenly Father God, that you can be in total control of me as I follow you. And the more I follow you, the more I'm more like you. I'm just going to talk to me and Jesus this morning. And Heavenly Father, the more I submit to you, the more I hear you better, the more I decrease of myself, the more I recognize your presence, the more that I die to the physical realm and get into the zone of the Holy Spirit. Oh my God, the anointing that destroys the yoke, the burden removing power of your Holy Spirit. Go read Isaiah chapter 10 and see how that power can change your life when you change the power that's in your life. Oh, come on. It's up to you to reach to the highest mountain. It's up to you to climb to the highest hill. It's up to you to go to the mountaintop. Oh, Martin Luther King said it so vaguely. He says, I have been to the mountaintop. The mountaintop is not anything physical. It's something spiritual where you can see God in the essence of his spirit. And in the awe of him that you now submit to him and bow your knees Oh my God, stop looking at your physical knees. Bow your knees of humility. Bow your knees of the spirit that, Lord, you're so great. It's only by your son, Jesus. The Bible says that who the whole family in heaven and earth is named. But we, you, us, individually, have to make a drastic decision. Remember, you need drastic change. It requires drastic measures. And you, I'm talking to you, and then just like I'm talking to myself, I must be the one to initiate the principle. I must now stand up boldly and say, finally, I get it. You know, that word finally, for some people think that it's the end, final, end. No. Finally in the Bible means I now receive, watch this, revelation. Finally, it's no longer my way of thinking, it's no longer my understanding, but it is the understanding of the Holy Spirit that now has showered on me, my God, that I now can see the rhema word and not the logos word. Remember, the letter kills, but the what? Spirit is where the life that we connected to God. Remember, I was just sharing with the 720. Oh, yeah, the book's coming. In process and being shaped and formed by the Holy Spirit. But the 720 is a 360 away from yourself. I'm running. I'm running away from myself. I'm running away from the past. I'm running away from those things that keep trying to pull me back. Oh, it may just be me, but let me say, for one step you take forward, there's three entities trying to pull you back. Six times for what you've done forward, they're trying to take you back to another direction. But we must press towards the mark. Oh, press towards the mark of not me. I'm running towards Jesus, but I got to run away from myself first before I can ever realize how to run to Jesus. See, running away from myself means I am totally submitted to finally. Yes, finally. Finally, I realize. Finally, I'm going to do it. Finally, I am not going to make mistakes. Finally, I start my life today. And finally, I won't turn back. Go to Ephesians chapter 6. We were in Ephesians chapter 3 on Wednesday. But go to chapter 6, verse 10. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about this thing that he paid it all. But are you ready to pay it all? He doesn't have to pay it all anymore. He's already done it. God's work is finished. It's time for us to go to work. It's time for us to manifest the cross in our lives daily. Take up your cross. Win daily. Finally, my brethren. Now, let me just clarify this. Women, he's talking to you just like he's talking to me. He's not genetically or genealogy driven. When Christ came, he said he came that all might have a right to the tree of life. He says that for God so loved the world, that's all. That if anyone is in, that's all. Whosoever believes, that's all. He's talking to all of us, and he is now, watch this, oh my God, talking to each and every one of us that finally, family, put your name on it. Put your name right there. Finally, Edward. Finally, Marie. Finally, Frankie. Finally, Rhonda. Finally, Minister Terry. Finally, Minister Monique. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, that didn't sound like an ending statement. It says, finally, get it. Finally, understand that I'm calling you to be strong in me. And in the power of my might, finally, before you can ever go anywhere else, finally, make the decision today. Whoop, swish out the way. Finally. Finally, I'm strong in the Lord. Finally, I'm by the power of his might. Finally. And people are like, what are you talking about? It's not over. No, it just began. Finally, I'm confessing that I missed the mark. Finally, I'm confessing that I was just talking the talk and not walking the walk. Finally, I'm not going to stop procrastinating, and I am going to finally be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Oh, what a way to start the day. Saying, oh, I get it. I finally realized. See, the light bulb had to go off for me. You couldn't preach the sermon on me, and neither could I preach the sermon on you. Finally, you must make the light bulb go off in your life. You must say, finally, I'm awake. Finally, I'm conscious. Finally, I got courage. Finally, I got confidence. Finally, I got some hope. Finally, I got some faith. Finally, I got some belief. And finally, I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. Finally, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Because see, I got some work to do now. When I finally let me get away. Remember, you're turning away from myself. Every day I'm running from myself. Don't think it don't rise up. I'm running from myself every day, resisting myself every day, putting myself under my foot. Oh, yeah. I'm learning how to manage me. Oh, yes, with the help of the Holy Spirit and the prayers of all the faithful covenant partners, I am learning how to manage me. Finally, I'm getting myself in order. Finally, I'm not going to talk back. Finally, I'm going to obey my parents. Finally, I'm going to do what God has told me to do. Finally, I'm going to sow the seeds that he's told me to sow. Finally, I'm going to start my ministry. Finally, I'm going to do. Finally, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I have confidence, courage, hope, faith, belief, and trust that God is the source of my everything. I don't need nothing. I know God is the source. Finally, I understand it. Do you see the significance of finally? Finally, I'm going to stop taking the shortcuts. Finally, I'm going to stop lying. Finally, I'm going to repent and I'm going to forgive. And finally, I won't go back. Finally, I will not go back. Finally, I will not go back. Somebody needs to hear that one again. Finally, I won't go back, but I will press to the mark. Oh, no, not horizontally. I will press to the mark. I'm reaching for the cross. To say, I want to worship you finally, oh my God, because I got some work to do and so do you. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Now, let me just share this with you. This goes from every principle taught in this word. If you don't put it all on, if you don't take on the whole principle, hit the brakes. You need to stop right there. God is calling us to go through everything he's requiring us, following instructions. See, following God means you are following instructions. Finally, I am going to follow you the way you're instructing me to follow you. You know what? I hope that message get preached across the nation, across the world. Finally, we can all preach that one. Finally, I'm going to do right. Finally, I'm going to do what he said. Finally, you don't have to push me no more. You don't have to remind me no more. Finally, I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. I'm going to follow through. Finally, I'm going to complete my mission. Finally, I'm going to love my neighbor as I love myself. Finally, oh my God. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now watch this. Yeah, that's right, woman of God. Everything, finally. Everything. Finally, I'm going to let that go. Finally, come on somebody. Preach your own finally sermon to yourself today. Because I know we all have some things that we need to get done. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. You better get this. You better get this. It's not anything physical. Remember, we were talking. That's why I really wanted to explain the different dimensions that we are access to. Yes, there's a third dimension. We're in it. There's a fourth dimension. That's nothing but principalities and powers. And there is a infinity dimension, which is God's zone, that there is nothing but love, peace, joy, and happiness. But you better know, you got to break through some things to get there. It's just not wide open. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy your vision, your ability to connect with God right now. He's not trying to take nothing in the physical. He's trying to steal what you have in the spirit. Stop fighting the folks coming against you. Stop hating the people that's doing. Stop it. Finally, I'm going to stop hating. Finally, I'm going to stop letting people make me act like them. Finally, I'm going to do better. Finally, I will do better. And I'm going to put on the whole armor of God. I'm going to stop cheating. Finally, I'm going to stop taking shortcuts. Finally, I'm going to do exactly what the word of God says. I'm going to put on the whole armor of God that I may be able to withstand the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age. Now, let's hold up right there and stop on that one, too. You better know these are not demonic forces from back in the day. These are demonic forces for right now. They have learned some things. They have observed some things. They have seen how we get weak and how we get pulled in. Good morning, Seal. How you doing, my sister? God bless you. They're learning how we get caught up by other folks. So you have to understand, it's not the person, it's the spirit in the person that's driving them. They've been watching us. They've been doing reconnaissance on us. Because, oh, yeah, can we let them in? Can we in the environments that they hang around at? Oh, yeah, yeah, they can watch us because we keep going over there doing the same old stuff that we said we weren't going to do no more. But finally, I'm not going to let you have the free reign on me. Finally, I'm not going to let you just check all up in my business. Finally, I'm going to stop letting you know all the stuff that's going on because it's for me and God to get it right that now I can finally get what God has for me. Oh, are you ready finally for what God has for you? Ooh, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Every time something come up against you, you should say, Ephesians 6 and 12. Ephesians 6 and 12, that's flesh and blood. I'm not fighting against you. Go ahead. Do what you're going to do. But in the name of Jesus, I will not. I bet you they flee. I bet they leave you alone. They say, oh, that folk did crazy with Jesus. I'm not calling 911. I'm calling heaven 11. I'm calling Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Just start singing that in front of somebody. Go, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Say it. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And they will flee from you. Oh, my God. Know how to battle. Know how to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, my God. And who's the devil? Look at yourself right now. The devil didn't make you do it. That was you. The devil has no power over us, family. Let me just really dig into that. He has a lot of influence. But it's up to you to what you pay attention to. He has no power. He cannot make you do one thing. He has no dominion over you when you are a child of God. But when you go into his area, when you go into his playground, you are vulnerable. And you will be attacked. It's without a doubt. It's not like, oh, it ain't going to happen to me today. Yes, it is, boo-hoo. It's going to happen to you today and every day. You continue to go back. Oh, but see, finally, I won't go back no more. Finally, I won't have it again. Finally, I'm not going to just fall for anything. And finally, I'm going to do everything that God has called me to do. Watch this. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Remember that. You're fighting stuff in this age. Oh, my God. Against spiritual hosts of wickedness in, watch this, this is going to blow your mind, in heavenly places. Family, I ain't trying to bust no bubbles, but everything that sound like heaven ain't heaven. Everything that look like good ain't good. Everything, you must know good on your own, and you must know God on your own. You must know heaven on your own, so when heaven comes, you're not wondering, is it him? Is it time? No, you already know because you're alert. You are, watch this. Finally, you understand where God is. Stop looking under there. He's not there. Stop looking in your bank account. He's not there either. Stop looking in the mailbox. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying favor. Favor ain't fair. You don't know how favor gonna drop on you. But God ain't the one in the mailbox. God is not the one filling your bank account. God is not the one sending you no physical nothing. Yes, yes, yes. He's making the abundance of people sow into you because of him. Not you. Not me. But because of him. And you have to know him. This is all about knowing him. Them heavenly places. Oh, yeah, we follow so many different things that we found out later. That wasn't heaven. That you mean? That wasn't heaven. They weren't trying to help me. That ain't heaven. They was trying to use me. No, you have to know heaven, that heaven gives the best. You got to know heaven provides all. You know that heaven can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can think or ask. When? Right now. Oh, but the world can't do that. You got to get enough money. You got to get enough credit. You got to get a cosigner out here in the world. But up in heaven, it is abundant. My God, you don't have to worry for nothing because God got you. When you know how to, watch this, relate with him in heaven. Oh, you can have heaven right now. You don't have to wait. Seek those things which are in heaven. Read Colossians chapter 3, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. He's not in the grave. He's not on the cross. He is in heaven where he belongs. He's already paid it all. He will not pay it again. We must start to pay it all. Finally, I understand, Lord, I got to pay it all. Oh, Jesus. Finally, I know I need to hang on the cross every day, daily. Finally, I know I must deny myself. And finally, I'm going to follow you. Yes, I am, because I know your word now, and I'm studying your word now, and now I have a revelation of your word now, that no longer am I looking at the letter, but I see the spirit. I know what no. No means no. It don't mean maybe. It don't mean sometime. No means no, and so does finally. But you got to change your vocabulary, family. You got to get these words so empowered in you that you know they mean something. Oh, my God, you have to see this word come to life that you know it's manifesting. It's coming to life out the pages. Oh, my God. Oh, I get excited here because when I'm in this word, that's when it's just like a big picture show. Oh, my God. And it just comes with so much revelation that God would give me the opportunity to see him right now. Not next week, not next year, but see him right now. Are you ready? Finally, I see you. Finally, I'm in the right position. I got my, I'm reaching towards the mark. Oh, yeah, it ain't just about you. You got to go in a different level of worship. Worship is the key to waking up in your mind. Worship is the key to getting up in your thinking. Worship is the key to moving in your purpose. Oh, it's in the worship. Don't you know worship is extravagant respect? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Exonerated. It's just accelerated. It is everything that is now worth. Watch this. Worship. Honor to God. Honor to the Father. He said, those that worship must worship in spirit and in truth. You got to get some spiritual relationship with him so you can now get the truth. Right here. Same truth I get, the same truth you get, but you got to believe. Do you believe today that this is the written God designed, provoked word that was given to man to write for us at this time and age, that it now becomes my word? Oh, I'm taking it personal. I need this word to be my word now that it starts to grow and I start to see it. Keep looking for the letter. That's all you'll get, the letter. Tree. Spell it. T-R-E-E. Does that look like anything other than T-R-E-E? Table, T-A-B-L-E, what does it look like? Table, chair, C-H-A-I-R, what does it look like? Chair. But when you see the picture, it looks just like tablet. It wasn't T-A-B-L-E-T. It looks just like a tablet. You got to change the way you understand, and it only is having a relationship with heaven one-on-one. Knowing that heaven is available for you right now, all you got to do is call his name. Heaven, I want you. I want to know more about you. Heaven, I want to spend more time with you. Heaven, finally understand that you are in charge, heaven. Verse 13, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, stand therefore, having girded up your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And here's the one that we all fall short in. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Yeah, you saw that too. Tells us to put on the whole armor twice that we can stand. The first time, the second time, so we can withstand. Oh, the battle's not over on the first run, baby. It's not finished at the first turn. You got to learn to stand. That you can put on the whole armor of God to withstand. And then you got to put on the whole armor. Again, he went piece by piece. That you now praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. See how important you are to me? See how important I am to you? No, we want to lift each other up. Yeah, we're important to each other. And we have to start recognizing how important we are to each other and what we really hold that can help you get to the next level. Yes, we know respect our person, but it's time to go to the next level. Finally, I'm going to the next level. I pray that I get so many reports of finally being preached across this nation that we all get an understanding. It's finally time to get it right. It's finally time to give God all the praise. It's finally time to worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, I got it, Lord. Come on, let that light bulb come on this morning and receive the unction of the Holy Spirit. We're going to open up the portion room and ask for any offerings to be given.
Amen, amen, amen. Finally, I got it. Finally, I am ready to do what I have been instructed to do. I hope you've been blessed by that message today. That awesome word from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, all the way to the end of the chapter. God bless. I want to bring in Minister Carolyn just so we can celebrate her. We don't have a lot of callers. A lot of people dropped off and everything. I know Minister Terry wants to say something to her, but just want to bring in Minister Carolyn and say congratulations, woman of God. We are definitely excited for you today on your full credential ministry ceremony this morning at Step Out on Faith Ministries, 1323 South Long Beach Boulevard in Compton, California, 90221. Good morning, woman of God.
Praise God. Good morning, Pastor E and family. Good morning. Blessings to everyone.
Yeah, just wanted to, I'm going to definitely see you this morning, but just wanted to give you an opportunity to say something to our listeners, invite anybody out last minute to come and celebrate with you. If Minister Terry, if you're available, dial one and we'll bring you in. And then we're going to shut this thing down so we can get ready for your celebration.
Okay, I'm just so grateful and honored to be a part of your ministry and to have you as a mentor. It's like clockwork. Every time I listen to you, or even if it's a replay and I go back in the archives, I always learn something or I hear something that fits me just for that day. And today, everything is falling in point. I'm here with Evangelist Renee, and I'm getting ready and preparing for the ceremony. And even she was in here shouting and rejoicing at the words that was brought forth. I love this family. I just wish that I was back home where I could fellowship every Sunday and every day. But I know for a fact that I have to stop procrastinating, that I have to be on this phone line every time that you minister, because that's what keeps me going. And today is going to be the beginning of the rest of my life, and I'm definitely going to have to walk the walk that I talk, because I know people are going to be looking, especially the haters, and I want to satisfy God. Most importantly, I'm just getting more hungry and thirsty for him, and I've been going through challenges, and people have been saying bad things to me and about me, and you hit that on the nose this morning, and I'm excited. I'm even more excited. At first, I was getting a little antsy and like, you know, questioning what I'm doing, you know, with my life right now. But after that message this morning, it's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. It's just like I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to get going. So blessings to you and everybody.
Yeah, hallelujah.
My spirit.
Glory. We bless you. We bless you, woman of God, and we're definitely honored to be connected. Minister Terry, I know you want to give a shout-out. Come on, welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn.
Good morning, beautiful family. Praise the Lord. And I say all glory be to God. And congratulations, Minister Carolyn. You know, I won't be with you today in flesh, but I definitely will be with you in spirit. And I was listening to you say, well, people will come against you, but when you're doing the will of God and you're following Jesus Christ, let nothing come that attacks you. Just continue to do what you're doing, because God has a purpose for you, specifically, Minister Curlin, and you're doing it. So keep walking in his footsteps and let him guide you and lead you in the right path, because that's the only way, only his way. Glory be to God. I tell you, family, I love you. And Pastor E, I was listening to this finally, and you know, like you said, you can go back over there finally. And finally is every day. finally. You have to wake up telling yourself, finally, every day. And you can't turn back. You just keep pushing through whatever comes your way. You keep pressing forward because you're not doing it for men. You're not doing it for no one else, not for yourself, but you're doing it for the glory of God. So, family, I love you, and I appreciate you too, Minister Crowe and Pastor E and all the network for what you do and each word you bring from God, the vessels to deliver his word each and every day. And I heard Minister Crowe say she takes something each and every time. Each and every time, I don't care how many times you listen to a word and a message that's delivered through from God, through the vessel, you can take something different each and every time. So the archives, I thank God for them, because if we do miss something on that scheduled time, we can always listen to it quietly and take so much from it. God bless you, family, and I love you all, and I appreciate you all for what you are doing for the glory of God and the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love you guys. You guys, you, that my little gift bag last week, I'm going to put this out on the radio. That was awesome. I just wept a few tears because you picked out some things you know I like. So thank you guys so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, listeners,
all
for joining us today. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, yes. Without a doubt, family. God bless you, everybody who listened today. I pray that you now see what God is calling for you. Yes, we're definitely to encourage one another and to work with one another, but I must get myself together first. And now understanding that finally I will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God bless you guys. Come on, join us this morning for the full credential ministry celebration for Minister Carolyn Hamilton at 1323 South Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California, 90221. We're going to have a good time, and we want to see you there. Come on, let's lift up the woman of God today. God bless you, family.
You are full of mercy, grace, and truth. So we worship you, Almighty God. You are a Redeemer. You redeem the one source of our strength. We worship you, Almighty God. Almighty God. everything I am. Every note I sing is for
we
you.
Worship
we worship
you.
Worship you, Almighty God.